Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, November 29th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be sharing this time with everyone during the Thanksgiving week of that the U.S., our friends in the U.S. are celebrating. It's always a great time to tap into the energies of gratitude. And when we show gratitude to everyone in our lives, our family members, our friends, our colleagues, people who are in our community, and then on the spiritual path, it's a great time to offer our thanks to our teachers, our spiritual teachers, those who are supporting us on the spiritual path, and in particular, because we're here with Dr. Pillai in Fly Center program, it's his birth star. So it's, I think I said it was the 29th of November. Sorry, it's the 30th of November. And it is Dr. Pillai's birth star, Purvavatarpada. So it's great to be able to use that energy or that access to the energy of his birth star so we can access some blessings, some more blessings from him in particular. And because he's traveling in India now, he's probably visiting vortexes and getting a lot of energy so that he can share that with everyone. He's going to be having a hangout in about an hour, and everybody's welcome to jump on that. So we'll keep it a little bit short today. For those who want to stay on the call, I'll keep the line open if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, and then we'll go move over to the webcast or to the hangout. So the hangout is also recorded, so we'll see how the call goes with us today, and then we will govern ourselves accordingly. So last week we tapped into the energy of Mars moving into Capricorn, and that is in its exalted position. So it's a really great time to get the blessings from Lord Mars to give you courage and strength and willpower and give you energy to do things that you haven't been able to do, to sort of fight those negative forces that have been maybe stopping you from progressing in all the different areas of your life. And then maybe you're feeling some interest in getting your health up or your vitality up. So these kinds of things might pop into your mind in the coming months because Mars is going to be staying there for a bit. And because he's in his exalted position in Capricorn, he is, depending on where it is in your chart, you have to check that with a Vedic astrologer if you're interested in doing that. But in general, everyone can, you know, look into their practices even more, because Capricorn is, you know, it represents Saturn's energy, which represents, you know, foreign things, old teachings. So Mars being in is his house, and then Saturn being in Mars's house. Saturn is in Scorpio, as we remember from Radha's astrological forecast for this month. As the sun is transiting into Scorpio, she was sharing about Saturn and Mars visiting each other's houses or each other's signs. And then when they're doing that, that means they are going to be supporting one another. So there's a lot of support for transformation. There's a lot of support for you to have the ability to go ahead and delve more deeply into your spiritual practices. If you are not in a program yet, in one of Dr. Pillai's programs. There's lots of different programs. Check it out on Pillai Center and see what resonates with you. Timeline jumping is a fabulous baseline program to start with. And if you haven't done that program already, or if you're wondering, oh, geez, where should I start? That's a really great program to start with. And then you can see the other programs. The light body activation programs are there as well. The light body enhance program is coming to a close. We're in our final next half of the year, 6 months. So if you're thinking, oh, geez, I would have loved to have been in the light body formal program, the year-long program, and I just wasn't prepared, maybe financially, or wasn't prepared, you know, mentally to handle it. You know, you have a few months to think about it and, you know, put budget for it and maybe use your practices and manifest it, like many of us have in the past. When there are these big programs that are coming out and we want to jump into them, but it's, you know, you have to govern yourselves accordingly and see what happens with your finances and see what happens with your time and energy and all the rest. So that's something to look forward to, because we'll probably have another light body program coming up in the spring. So put that into your calendar and then put it into your consciousness if that's something that you want to do. And you can always send us an email and we can share more about that with you. Dr. Pillai's programs in India are coming up. His birthday trips, fantastic opportunity to see Dr. Pillai in person, in an intimate setting in India, where he does incredible teachings. And because you're in that vortex with him, he brings out the best. And it's funny, because when you're on a trip with him, you'll have an itinerary, and then he will, in a divine moment, say, okay, we're not going here today, we're going to go to another place. And because the time is right and the planetary alignments are all there, that's going to give us this special teaching. So he wants to give that to everybody who's there. So it's kind of an adventure inside of an adventure inside of an adventure. So it's quite an experience. If that's something that is pulling on your little heartstrings, or your soul is saying, you know, time for you to have a big timeline jump in your spiritual path, or on your spiritual path, or in your spiritual teachings, you know, start to inquire about that. And Christmas time is coming up. It's always the time that, you know, we receive gifts and we say, oh, geez, I really don't need that. And you don't want to offend anyone. So be proactive and just say, listen, I really want to go to India. And instead of giving me a sweater or something like that, or something that I don't really need, I would really, really love if you could contribute to this. And you never know what would happen. You know, some people have had trips, including myself, the whole trip has been paid for. So leave that, put that in your consciousness and leave that to the divine to decide how it's all going to roll out. But take the steps to inquire about it, and something will really pull on you to go. If that's what has been your desire, or if that's been pulling you on your curiosity, then really follow up with it. It will change your life in so many different ways, and you will never ever be the same. So if you're looking for that kind of life-changing, life-shaker-upper, and also to advance you on the spiritual path, being with Dr. Pillai in his seminar is an intensive experience on so many levels, and it will forever change you on so many levels. So it's a great opportunity. If you can, go see him in India. You can read about that on PillaiCenter.com as well. And there's some videos that he has. And then this hangout that he's going to do in about an hour is going to be on city consciousness. City means miracle. So if you're interested in going on that part of the trip, then you can find out more about that and see if that resonates with you. So, having said that, all about giving thanks and being grateful for our spiritual teacher, Dr. Pillai, who is a Siddha, an enlightened being, let's get into a practice where we can really receive some blessings. There's another 15 minutes until Dr. Pillai will be doing a Google Hangout on PillaiCenter.com, so you can jump onto that as well, another 15 minutes or so. Those of you who want to stay, I'll keep the program open for as long as we need to answer any questions or comments from the members. And then we will see you next Sunday. So how it works is you can just press star 6. I'll open the line and you can press star 6 and then ask a question or share a comment maybe about something that's been going on in any of the programs that Dr. Pillai has been, if you're enrolled in those programs and you have any questions that you haven't been able to get answered in those programs, and can see what we can do to help you out. I encourage everyone to read about Kartikeya Deepam on astrobed.com. It's a really powerful time to get Lord Murga's blessings. You can check it out. It's under Specials tab. Happens once a year, and it takes place at Mount Arunachala, which is the form of Shiva on the earth plane. It's a living lingam. It's the only lingam. He's there as a mountain. It's huge. And takes about 4 hours to walk around, and if you walk around that, then tremendous blessings to remove the ego, especially. The ego is something that wants us to suffer lifetime after lifetime. And we say, no, we don't want to suffer, but on some level we find ourselves always attracting things that create that kind of situation. So this going to this sacred place, either through proxy, there's some services that are offered through AstroVed and Pillai Center, you can check those out and then participate in that as well. And that will take your soul to that place because it's in your name. When you do the service in your name and your star, you are actually, your soul is actually going there and getting cleansed, because the soul doesn't have the boundaries like us, physical boundaries. It doesn't have to get on a plane and do all that. So on our behalf, the people will do the rituals and the remedies, the services in our name and our star. And that will help on the soul level to enliven the soul to take over the ego that causes us to maybe make the wrong choices in life or to try too hard. And then you waste a lot of time, money, and energy. So participate in that. Find out about it more through AstroVed. There's a great write-up. And then the blogs, AstroVed blogs, Pillai Center blogs, they have great information. You can just put it in the search. So participate in that, and that will do tremendous good, because it will set the stage for a new year for you, for your soul at that time, to get Lord Murga's grace and Lord Shiva's grace to remove the karma, maya, and ego. Okay, let's open the line. Yeah, so you can just press star 6 if you need to ask a question or you want to share something about your path here with Dr. Pillai.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, how are you this week?
I'm good. I'm really good. And I just wanted to say how wonderful this program is, because before this, I've always had to spend a lot of money, and it's just wonderful to have someone available who can answer questions and help us so much. It's just amazing. And for some reason, yesterday and this morning, I suddenly got unstuck and got a ton of things done. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, things I didn't imagine I could. So thank you so much. It's just so enjoyable.
Oh, great, Brenda. Well, I'm happy to hear that. And that's a sign of Mars energy. So it's so great you're sharing that, because it will inspire others to look into how Mars is affecting them in their chart. And it seems like Mars is giving you some good energy to get things done.
He is. And I think he's helping my ego a little bit, too.
He does that. Yeah. He does that, for sure.
Because somebody acted like they were unhappy with me. So I bought them a gift and wrote them a note and said I hope that I hadn't, like, hurt them or something. And please, I'm so sorry. So.
Wow. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel a lot better.
Simple things, right?
Yeah, it was a good thing.
Oh, very good to hear.
So thank you again. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Brenda. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thanks.
Okay, take care. Yeah, so these are the simple things that our ego wants to be right. And so maybe if we are right, is it worth, or does it have greater value than maintaining a good friendship or a good relationship with our colleagues or our family, our people we meet? And all we need to do really is just, you know, take responsibility for our actions. And then that just opens doors. Because we never know what's going on. I know I've shared this over and over again. We have to be kind to one another, because we're all have this battle going on inside of ourselves. Our soul has a bunch of cleanup that it needs to do, and it's a battle every day. However, when we turn it over to the divine, and you allow the divine to support whatever action that you take, then it's going to be really easy. So thanks, Brenda, for sharing that. I hope it's been helpful for other people. Are there any other questions or comments? Is someone there?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Laurie. And,
hi, Laurie.
I just bringing up the ego. I've been really introduced to Dr. Fly about a year ago. So I've been doing this for a year, pretty full heart.
Oh, great!
And I was in the birthday trip last year. I just checked. And what I guess I'm up against, what I'm seeing is like this real, like, new level. I suppose it's a new level. That's my question. Of negativity, I guess. It's like just, and I see that it's the judgment. It's like I judge myself, and that is the most disheartening thing. And so, even though I've been a full year, no, not even though. I mean, before then, I think I didn't. There's just something new level, like new level of resistance, I guess. I'm answering with your listening. These words are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm asking about that experience of unfolding something and then having this resistance come up.
Yeah, for sure. And Laurie, it's a really great question to ask, because all of us go through this. You know, I've been studying with Dr. Pillai for, a couple of decades almost. And just when I think that I'm on a smooth and sailing track, you know, everything's smooth and I'm sailing along, and all of a sudden I'll have this, like, doubt or this resistance or this, I'll be, as you said, judging the self. It's disheartening. It's like, oh my God, what am I doing? Why am I feeling this way? And all kinds of other things can go on too. But just to let you know, this is quite within the normal realm of experiences that one can have on the path. However, when you continue on with your practices and you keep surrendering it to the divine or Dr. Pillai, as he says, you know, you can surrender it to me, you can surrender it to a favorite deity or another guru who's who you resonate with, who you've experienced miracles with. So the main thing is that it's getting to a new level of, you've hit a new level of consciousness that you need to break through. And then once you break through that, and the easiest way to do it is keep surrendering. This mantra that we did today, the Mula Mantra, it's tremendous. It makes you to, you know, really receive the Guru's grace. And then imagine him standing in front of you and just beaming you into your third eye. And if you just do that a few times every day, it's the Mula Mantra. I think we have it available on Pillai Center as well as an audio file.
I'm very familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So just, you know, just keep doing that, keep using that. But you're just coming up against some, you know, really deep-rooted stuff. And, you know, as all weeds are in a garden, you think that you've got the weed, and then you dig down a little bit more, and there it is again, part of it. And you want to keep going at it until it's finally dissolved away. But it does happen because our karmas are constantly flying at us. We don't know. Karma is time. So last year to this year, you're different from the year before or maybe years before, decades before. So now this year, you've been with Dr. Pillai for a year, and now you'll, you know, measure this point in time where you're coming up against some challenges or coming up against your some barriers or some resistance inside of yourself. And then you start to look at that and then do your practices so that you're moving forward this next year with more ease and grace. But this next year is going to be delivering you some karmas. So these karmas are going to be coming up just as, because time is karma, and as you move in time, you're going to be bumping up against things, and that's going to activate stuff inside of yourself. It's going to cause you to be resistant. It's going to cause you to be judgmental, maybe about yourself or others. And then you just have to do the things that are going to help to release it. And the best one is, from my experience, if you want to get really connected to Dr. Pillai really quickly, because he will do things really fast, then this Mula Mantra is it. And then Pradosham, always do Pradosham rituals. Every day at sunset you can do Pradosham. You know, so tune in the Kantam every day. In fact, when I feel those resisting energies inside of myself, I just internally say tune in the Kantam. Even if I'm driving with someone or walking with someone or I'm at a meeting with someone and I can feel this energy inside of me, internally I will just start chanting tune in the Kantam Makaral Sivaya Namah. And within a few repetitions, it just dissolves.
Thank you very much. It's been so helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. And then use the veil. You know, do you have a veil?
No, I kind of lost it. I guess
get a veil.
Get a new one. Right?
Yeah, especially because Deepam's coming up. So it will, you know, all everything at through AstroVed and Pillai Center, it's all energized. They're all energized for these beings who they represent. And then at Deepam time, it's really empowered. So, you know, get the veil and then you carry it in your purse. I shared with so many people, and so many people here have shared with me that they have one in their purse, in their car, in their desk. It always reminds them that don't suffer. Just hold on to that veil and just say Om. You don't even have to remember Saravana Bhava. You know, you can just hold on to it and just say, you know, activate my susumna, activate my brain, and then dissolve all my problems internally and externally.
Nice. Thank you.
All right, Lori. Have a great week. That's a good question that everyone has. Are you there, Lori?
Yes.
Did you want to say anything else?
I always put myself. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks so much.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks.
Yeah. So it's a really great question, and please don't be discouraged or disheartened, because that is just a signal. When you start to feel those resistance, or the, you know, I'm not doing it right, or I'm not getting the results that I want, and I've been working at it, and keep going. As we mentioned in previous weeks, that Guru's grace will dissolve everything. In fact, I read something that was really cool. It was through a book called The Yoga of Siddha Bogar. And he had said the Guru's grace, what he does is when you get on the path with an enlightened master, and here we all are with Dr. Pillai, whether you're joining for the first time or whether you've been with him for a year or 2 years or many years or many lifetimes even, we all have, our soul knows that we've come to this point in our lives where we want to get his grace and blessings again through the teachings, through the practices, through the services, through the support, you know, readings, whatever it is, because we remember. So Bogar, he was a Siddha, and Dr. Pillai talks a lot about him over the years. And he also shares that, you know, when the student comes to a Siddha master, their soul knows that it's going to be totally taken care of. And he says that the guru, the Siddha, actually takes the students into them, into their heart. So it's so comforting to know that Dr. Pillai has our souls in his heart, and he's working at clearing all the crap from it, you know, in a totally loving and unconditional loving, and totally enlightening us as we go along, so that we don't, you know, go into shock of, oh my God, this is too much, because that's what people say. They do too much study and then they go too high, and then they crash and they feel the lows of it. And that's one way, you know, to feel, okay, yes, I'm on the path. And but then it's, everything starts to level out or even out. So it's quite common that you can feel the ups and downs. But just know, as Bogar writes in his book, that, you know, it's such grace to meet a Siddha and then to be able to, you know, whether it's through a book or through YouTube or through, you know, a seminar that Dr. Pillai puts on, his grace is constantly flowing. And then the more you do this Mula Mantra, or the Avatar Arti is another way that you can get blessings using the Mula Mantra. You offer a light to Dr. Pillai's picture, or if you have a statue. And then, because you want to feel something, we want to feel that we are connected. And then once you do this mantra, or you do this offering of the light and the mantra at the same time, and then you can put flowers or, you know, some sweets or fruits, whatever it is that you, it takes you into that energy. It gets you out of your, you know, worried mind, or your, you know, doubting mind, or your judgmental mind. And then you just can, for just a few minutes, it will do you a world of good, because you'll get this transmission back. It's like you tune in to the right channel, and the communion or the communication is so much clearer with the guru. And then once he, oh, there's my student, you know, Sucharita, there's my student Brenda, there's my student Lori, they're calling on me, and I have to see what's going on inside of my heart, because that's where their soul lives. I'm taking care of them inside of my heart. So who's ever pulling at Dr. Pillai's heartstrings the most, you're going to get the most love in return. And not if you're not, even if you're not calling on him all the time, because certainly there will be times, I can tell you in my experience on the path, that I felt like, oh my God, I feel so bad. My lungs are just so crappy right now. I don't even want to give this to him. So, you know, I held back because I thought, oh, my God, you know, this is going to be too much for him. And that was just so silly, you know. And then I was talking to my friends who were also on the path, and they were going through something similar. And they were like, yeah, I was feeling that too. What do we do? And I said, and then Noctipalai picked it up. And, of course, he's always picking up what needs to be given to the students at any time along the way. And he just said, just imagine me as a big laundry machine. You just come and take your dirty laundry and put it in the machine, and then I'll clean it up, and then you'll have fresh, clean clothes to wear. So it was kind of funny because nobody had said anything, you know, physically said anything to him about our experience on the path, but definitely he was picking up that we were feeling pretty bad about what was going on, and we just wanted that to be acknowledged maybe on some level. And then he did it so graciously. He didn't point any fingers at any of us, any particular person, but he did address it and then, you know, just said, just look to me, you know, get down on your knees and just let go of everything. Because when you get down on your knees, the ego is in the knees. And you'll see in all religions and all cultures, everyone gets down on their knees. Because it breaks the ego. It crushes it. It actually feels sore to get on our knees sometimes, doesn't it? Because we're just crushing that ego. So so those, you know, it's natural to feel ups and downs. But then you just know it's like a roller coaster. You know, we're here on a spiritual journey, and nothing is linear on a spiritual journey. It's like anything goes because we're dealing with the karmas that are coming out of nowhere. And just when we think we've cleared up an issue that triggers like anger or frustration or sadness or depression or even extreme joy, you know, we always want to replicate that, but it doesn't. It's painful to keep, and so much energy to stay sustained. Joy, 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 right? Because someone comes along and goes, bonk. And, whoa, how do we deal with that, right? So, you know, you're going to go through all those experiences, you know, worry, anxiety. And that, those are just cues or clues that we haven't, we need to just put our laundry in the laundry machine, if you want to use that metaphor. Because that was really helpful for me. And although Dr. Fleiss, he's so amazing in that he's, you know, bringing these ancient teachings that are so sacred. And it's such a sacred bond to be with a guru. It's beyond everything, you know, that you can describe. But in this lifetime, we're with Dr. Fleiss, he's saying, listen, it's not the time to go into a cave for many of us. Maybe some people it is, you know, that's fine. They will go there. That's their destiny. But he's going to help the golden age to come in through everyday life, every person, the people who are living everyday lives, so that we can see the transformation. I was just so thrilled to hear from Vali, who's also a longtime student of Dr. Pillai's. And she's also a teacher at Fleiss Center. She's doing some work, you know, with the different programs through AstroVed and Fleiss Center and phonemic intelligence through Taipura Foundation. And she was just sharing about there's an opportunity for phonemic intelligence to be implemented in about, I think the number is over 1,000 schools in India. And that's incredible. So in the time period that phonemic intelligence has been being implemented in the Hope Centers through Tripura Foundation, thanks to everyone's contribution here, by the way, and just giving you an acknowledgement for your efforts that you have and your heartfelt efforts to make this world a better world by a small contribution that you can make or large contribution. Some people are sponsoring hope centers, whole hope centers, like the hope center for a year, or just, you know, contributing when you can, because that contribution, it not only uplifts these kids, and now it's going to be thousands and thousands of kids. Like, there's a timeline jump right there. That's exponential. How did that happen? It's only through the grace of a guru to give out powerful teachings so that people wake up and go, oh, it's that simple? That's what will help to bring more peace, more prosperity, more enlightenment to kids, the next generation that's going to come up, and maybe we will have a world of peace through that. If a whole generation of kids, or just even half of the generation of the kids, are being raised with the intelligence, the divine intelligence, to get along with others, to be peaceful with others, to be intelligent, make clear decisions, regardless of what's going on in their environment, you know, it's tremendous. So these sounds are going out to thousands and thousands of kids, thanks to the contributions of everyone who is participating in donating or their time, money, or energy to Tripura Foundation. And we'll see what happens with India. That's so, so fantastic. And it's going on through the states, the U.S. There's many different schools that are implementing phonemic intelligence, and there's so many volunteers now. I get so many emails saying, how can I get involved? They just want to get me connected. So it's great. And then in Mexico, Canada, we'd love to see more phonemic intelligence spread more throughout Europe. That would be great, too. And Africa, oh, my God. So we're well on our way, you know, and it is through the grace of the guru. And then so when you're participating in something like that, especially at a time where, you know, this is a weekend or a week of holidays of Thanksgiving in the U.S., and then it's becoming holiday season, going into Hanukkah and Christmas and all the rest. So this is a time where you're thinking, okay, you know, maybe I should give more conscious gifts. I mean, I started giving Tripura donations as gifts for many years to my friends, family members, because they have everything. And then when I started to give them, they were like, oh, okay, what are you doing now? What's going on with Hope now? What's going on with Tripura Foundation now? You know, so they are getting interested, and they're participating, and they're receiving the blessings. So when you give to a gift that keeps on giving and uplifts others, you get so much more in return. And what happens is, especially if you give to your family and friends, they start to see you in a whole new way, and because they start to feel that energy that's coming through. So that's how the divine works. You know, sometimes it bonks us on the head, but then sometimes, you know, it causes great pain and suffering until we wake up. But then sometimes it comes through these ways of, you know, people just sharing with others, hey, this is what's going on. And I was just click channel surfing, you know, and they had this thing that was on the TV, and it was a competition for which charity are you going to be promoting? And this was on the TV, and I was like, what? And it was such a quick commercial, it just like I missed it, but I just thought right away is that, wow, that's all it takes. It's just word of mouth and people sharing, hey, I'm participating in this kids' charity. And then, you know, they're telling their friends, jump on the bandwagon and let's see what we can do for these kids. So if you can do that in your own community, but and you can also do it through Tripura Foundation and see how you feel and see how your family members and friends feel. But with phonemic intelligence, here we are we're adults, most of us here in this program, anywhere in any of Dr. Ply's programs, are those who go to India with him. And, you know, we spend a lifetime to this point, you know, going through ups and downs, struggling to get in touch with our soul and live our soul's purpose and, you know, live a great spiritual life, have that energy be available in our lives and then be able to bless other people through our the light that emanates from us, not that we go, hey, you know, I bless you. But you're just because you're full of that energy, people like to be around you. People want to know what you're up to. How come you're doing stuff? What are you doing anyways? Oh, that's interesting. You know, so you're kind of shedding that light on other people. And then by that, you're not doing anything too much other than just being maybe in their presence and spreading the word through social media. Look at how fast things can really explode. So spreading the word of a phonemic intelligence, you know, for family and friends to help uplift these kids, we're going to bring in the divine intelligence, the golden age, in that much sooner. And can you imagine the kids coming up and you know, bringing more peace and more love and more support for one another and for their families? And because kids teach the families. That's what we've noticed. As soon as the kids start to shift, the families start to shift, and then the communities start to shift. They don't want to let the kids down. And the kids have a way of pulling out heartstrings. I know from my experience teaching phonemic intelligence, that used to be called mind sound technology, for many, many years with Dr. Ply.
Hi, Cecilia.
Hi, who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, Cecilia. I would like to ask you something that is, you know, like general question, you know?
Sure.
Before I enter, you know, I do the Dr. Pillai meditation, I had different master that I've been doing the meditation with him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, approximately right now is 3.5 years already, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can I? I cannot do two different masters meditation mixed up, huh? Like I cannot do one and another, right? I cannot do that.
You can do whatever works for you.
Oh yeah, I heard my friend told me that I cannot mix up the two different masters energy like that, you know.
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, but if it's okay for you to do it, then do it. You know, everybody's different. We all come with a different understanding of what we need to do on the spiritual path. Some people will study with the master for some time, and then they will get some teaching from another master, and then they'll come back to that master. I mean, it's easy if you're just staying on one path with one teacher, one master. But then, you know, you never know what your karma is. Maybe you have to finish up a karma with Dr. Pillai. Maybe you have to finish up a karma with this other master. You know, don't feel like you... I mean, it's great that your friend is saying that to you, because it can be a little bit confusing. But if you're okay with it, if it works for you, do it.
Is that dangerous for the, you know, like each individual like that, if they go multiple master, you know?
Well, if you can connect with Dr. Pillai internally and just ask him, or you can connect with your other master and connect with him and then ask them internally what is right for you now, you might get a clue, might get a message back. You can move in either direction, or you can keep both.
Did you ever went to different master other than Pillai?
Oh, yes. I mean, someone invited me to go see Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. I saw him for a seminar, and it was great. I mean, I met him afterwards, and I was like, wow, this is amazing, you know. Even his own students can't see him for long, you know. So I just met him. I had an experience with him, and then that was it.
He's also yogi or what? Like
yeah, Yeah, and then I also met Sai Baba before he passed, or he went on to a different plane. I met him in India just once. And I was asking the astrologer. I thought, this is strange. I'm meeting these great beings, and I'm only there for that time. And, you know, the astrologer said, oh, your Ketu is moving here, and my Ketu is in a very spiritual placement in my chart. So he said it makes sense that you would be meeting these masters and getting their blessings. So, you know, you can go ahead and do their teachings if you want, or maybe that was all you needed to do. And so I did. I just thought, oh, my gosh, that's all I needed to do. I was had the own resolve inside of myself.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm afraid that, you know, mine is two totally different, you know, like, God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that's what I'm concerned about. If you do yogi and yogi, I think it's kind of okay, you know. My before master was doing the Buddha meditation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, someone said to me the other day, she said, you know, I have a conflict. I'm a Catholic Christian, and I have this conflict with Christ, and then I'm studying with Dr. Pillai, and I've been studying with Dr. Pillai for 5 years, whatever it is, and I said, it's okay. You know, there are many people who have shared in this program that they're actually going more deeper into their practices with one or the other. So as Dr. Pillai says, he acknowledges Christ, he acknowledges Buddha, he acknowledges Allah, he acknowledges all. So they're all giving you a message for you, because on some soul level you needed this study or this practice. But if it's causing conflict, then you've really got to maybe go to your master if you can and speak to him about it or her about it. And then... you know, and if you can't go to him or her and you can't go to Dr. Pillai, then internally you just do your practice and you just sit with them. And maybe it won't be, you won't get the immediate answer, but maybe, you know, you will get some answer. Mm-hmm. But it is, many people come and they say, I'm a Muslim. How is this going to work? I just say, well, you just keep doing the practices and see what goes on for you. And then they find some sort of resolution or reconciliation of those two opposites.
Oh, okay. So a lot of people go through with that, right?
Like, yes. Yes, absolutely, Cindy. And try not to, you know, if someone is saying that to you, that's okay. You just thank them, and then you just don't worry about it too much, okay?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm doing the meditation. I combine it like that, you know. I have a experience of, you know, like every morning I wake up, I'm not on this airplane, you know.
Great.
You know, I woke up in the morning and I suddenly saw my daughter. You know, I was thinking of, you know, like, is she, you know, like, timeless, spaceless, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by seeing her, it's like, it makes me so weird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that now. I see my family. Once I woke up, you know, I see them. I feel so kind of strange and weird. You know, that's how I feel.
Wait, and those feelings will be there for some time, or they may not be there. You know, it's just everything is happening to bring to your attention what it is that you need to let go of. You need to forgive. You need to love. You need to do whatever you need to do.
So you are saying that kind of feeling is, I need to practice more forgiveness, love, you know what it is?
Absolutely. That would be helpful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like Lori said, or I forget if it was Lori or Brenda, they said, you know, I had something going on with a friend and all I needed to do was send them a gift and say, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So we need more of that, because when we forgive someone, we're giving them the ability to move forward, and we're also giving us the ability to move forward.
Okay. It's good to know. I had no idea what does that mean, you know.
Oh, well, that's one thing it can mean. I'm just sharing those two things. So you can, you know, explore whatever it is that you need to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Sacharita.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. I hope it's been helpful.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
God bless. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Saturn moving into the natural eighth house, this is for everyone now, natural in general. Depending on where Saturn is moving in Scorpio, where it is in your chart, you know, depending on which house it is in your chart, you can find that out through an astrologer. You know, Saturn was moving from the natural seventh house, which it was in Libra, the sign, you know, the sign that has the balancing scales. And so, you know, it is the natural seventh house, which is this house of partnerships, relationships, marriage, etc. So things to do with the opposite of us, which is others. So it's moving now into the eighth house, which if we haven't created some sort of neutral or balanced state of being when we're relating to others, then we're going to go in now going into the eighth house. That's going to be really illuminated. It's going to, you know, really express itself on a deep level inside of us, because that's the eighth house is kind of the hidden things of us, right? Our chart is just ourself, what we wanted to express in this lifetime. So the eighth house is going to show us what's hidden about what happened when Saturn was in the seventh house for 2.5 years. And then it's going to show us in these 2.5 years, it's going to give us 2.5 years. That's the blessing of Saturn, to give us 2.5 years to sort out that hidden stuff, that stuff that we are not maybe proud of ourselves about, or we're kind of feeling bad about, you know. Dig down too deep and feel too mucky, you know, like the lily grows out of the muck, and then it's beautiful on the surface, but then it's in the mud, in the water, right? So we don't want to stir that up too much, or all the water will stir up and be muddy. Mm-hmm. So you can just go as deep as you need to go, and then forgive, and you know, see how you are letting go, because forgiveness is all about letting go. So, you know, looking more on like just a general level, you just kind of let go of, okay, I couldn't fix that relationship, or I did my best to transform how I relate to others. Now it's up to them. You know, as Dr. Bly says, the planets will shift, but then it's also up to other people's planets shifting and their responses to their planets shifting, which can get a little complicated. But just to get to the simple is that if you're finding yourself where you're finding someone wrote to me and they said, I feel so alone, and I'm usually okay with being alone. I'm normally a hermit. But now I feel really alone. And that made me to think, wow, that's really interesting. How could a hermit feel uncomfortable being alone? You know, a hermit-type person. This person is not a hermit, but they're finding themselves doing a lot of work. They're working on their own. They're living on their own. They're disconnected from their family due to distance, you know, on one side of the world. So, and then the friends aren't around because the whole social dynamic has changed. So if you're finding that you're alone, this is what Saturn does. It makes you to go to be alone, to really dig down and process all that stuff and make sense of it. And, you know, obviously she's not completely alone, because she is talking to me, and, you know, there is someone in her life, and there are many people in her life, but she's, that loneliness is from within. And it's saying, I just don't like this, and it could be, I don't know, I didn't ask her about it, but it could be that, you know, it's something that hasn't been resolved in when Saturn moves from the relationship house, or anyone, the personal relationships or anyone you're relating to, business, work, community, anyone, social. So you kind of see those triggers inside of yourself that won't let go. I think it was Lori that said, I'm just resisting letting go. I'm judging. It's disheartening. Of course it's disheartening. So these are all good signs that Saturn is saying, I'm going to give you 2.5 years. So this is a great period of time to clean up all this stuff that has been hidden from you and that is triggering these kinds of negative experiences. So practice, you get to really practice letting go. And that's the eighth house is all about transformation too. So it's great that you're going through this, because if you didn't and you were just all life is beautiful and then all of a sudden, bonk, why is everything going sideways? Because maybe you haven't, life on the external can be beautiful because karma is giving you that. Maybe past life karma is giving you some good karma. But when that good karma runs out as time goes on, because that's what karma is, time, then you're going to, whoa, where did that come from? Everything was going so smoothly. So that's why we want to take care of what's going on in our internal world. So when the karma is not so perfect or fair weather, we can still navigate and be okay. So these are signs that are saying, do some extra cleaning up. If that's going to trigger you to be with people, then that's, you just bless yourself and bless them. You know, internally, and you just send them love and send forgiveness. And it's a process. So don't think, oh, I'm forgiving them all the time and I'm forgiving myself all the time and nothing's happening. Yes, it is happening. You got to do it at least 108 times. As Dr. Pillai says, that's why we do our mantras at least 108 times, or 1,008, or 1,008,000. You know, he's laughs because he will say, okay, I want you to do this many, 10,008. So you do it. Well, I've done it before. And then he'll say, oh, yeah, you did that? Okay, do 1,008,000. Oh, my God, that will take me like 3 years to do. So just keep doing the practice. And then the divine, because we only have to have faith of the size of a mustard seed, when the divine sees we're making so much effort to let go, to forgive, to love, to be more gracious, to take responsibility and not blame other people, or not make other people to feel guilty and not hold on to guilt. So it's really a letting go of everything, because we're ultimately going to get to this point where we're like, if we have to transform, we have to kind of be like nothing is there. Because whether it's good or bad, it's just like, whoa, triggering something, you know? So even like we've mentioned, you know, someone can give you $1,000,000. If you're not ready to receive that, and you don't know what to do with it, you'll probably just spend it really quickly or give it all away and give it to people who just, you know, poke you in the eyes afterwards. And you go, why did that? I've been so nice, you know. So it just keeps going around and around. It's making me to take a deep breath. Just like, oh, my God. Why does life have to be this way? And that's great because it's a release. So just practice in this 2.5 years that Saturn is moving into your into the natural eighth house of transformation. And regardless of where that is in your chart for you, where Saturn is moving into Scorpio, whatever house that is for you, clean up that house. So if it's your not if it's your sixth house from your ascendant or your moon, then you are going to have some hidden enemies. Now, do you get mad at your enemies? No, you try to negotiate with them, establish healthy boundaries. You know, in fact, people say if you, you know, get closer to your enemies than to your friends. Your friends are going to be your friends. But your enemies, you just get close to them so you know how they move in the world, and then eventually they'll come to your side. Because you're doing it in a way that is not you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's that you really want transformation. Mm-hmm. Look at all the countries, they're all fighting. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the UN, it's great, but let's get some peace happening pretty soon, right? People are getting pretty tired of it. But that's been the way of the world for a long, long time, so you don't have to take that and chew on that too much. It's a big chunk, if that's not your karma, to maybe be a politician or a peacemaker in a big global sense. But we definitely, with Dr. Pillai, this is the greatest thing. Here's the secret on the spiritual path. When you're with a spiritual master who has a big goal in life to accomplish, a big mission, and you're part of that, you're tapping into that peace. And then you are experiencing it for yourself, but not only that, you're part of a bigger picture. So that's what we're here to do with Dr. Pillai in any of his programs. Whether or not you are in one of the formal programs or the self-studies, the evergreen programs that are available, whether you participate in fire labs. In fact, there are great fire labs going on through Pillai Center over the Christmas holiday season and through AstroVed. Whether you're doing that, those are all being done for the whole world. So, yes, you are getting blessings because you're putting your name and your birth star and your intentions. You might join the fire lab online or by teleconference. But then it's being done because Dr. Pillai is doing it for the world. So we're pretty darn lucky. Just as you would participate in donating towards Tripura Foundation, it's being done for the world, for the kids that are this generation that are coming up, or the ones that aren't born yet. They're going to be born into an intelligence that is going to be widespread and going to be the mandatory part of the mandatory education system. Oh, what a great story, right? For your soul to play out in this lifetime. So, yeah, that's what I had to say about that. Is there anything else anyone wants to share or has a question or a comment?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Radha.
Hey, Radha, how are you?
Oh, good. I just wanted to say I'm just grateful to be on. I missed the first part because I had this other commitment, and it just but I was able to come towards the end, and I just it's really nice. It really is helpful because there aren't that many places in the world where I could just connect or with other people who are doing Dr. Pillai's teachings and just hear about it, and it's just kind of like a shot in the arm. It's helpful, and I'm sure going forward there'll be more people who are doing the practices, but for now at least it's, you know, not that easy for me to find in my community. So thank you to everyone who's here too. I just get it a lot when people ask questions, and then when you're talking as well, it's just like I think Dr. Pillai just works through us that way and gives us the message we need at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for those people who are still on the call, Radha, I just wanted to say thanks to you. This is Radha, the astrologer, our Vedic astrologer, who gives our monthly forecast for the sun transiting. And do you have anything that you wanted to just reiterate about, like, Mars is exalted in Capricorn, so maybe people who are just joining the first time, they can tap into that energy, and then we've got Deepam coming up.
Yeah, well, I don't have too much more to add. I thought it was really interesting what you were talking about wherever Saturn is for the 2.5-year transit. That's where we need to just focus and clean up that area. And I hadn't thought about it that way, but it's really true. No matter what area, it's like he's going from room to room.
Yeah.
In our house and cleaning.
Yeah. And it's great because he's in the house of transformation. So that's what we're here, people on the spiritual path, we're here to transform. We want things to happen, you know, for us in an easy and graceful way. So when we're focusing on the room where he is, as you said, or the house where he is, it's easy. We don't get distracted too much.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that Saturn is in Scorpio, the most occult of all the houses. And so I wonder if it may be something he's going to do there this 2.5 years for all of us in the world, is like to make us to take seriously these occult practices, which just means like supernormal practices, which is what Dr. Pillai teaches. And it's not something weird or just to be used on occasion. It's like, let's just use it in our daily life for our benefit and the benefit of others.
You're so right about that. I was hoping that you were going to say something about that, because I've said it too, and people, they get, what, occult? What is this, occult? What? You know, they kind of like get a little bit scared about that word. But occult is, like, I think you mentioned it during your forecast talk, was it's what's under the surface or what's hidden from us, is it? Was that the definition of
occult? Hidden, and but also supernormal or supernatural.
Supernormal, yeah. So it's beyond what... When we do these practices that Dr. Pillai has given, it means that they've always been held secret. They've always been held as a secret to the rest of the world. Only those who were really close to the Siddha Master, and not just close like as in a phone call away, but they had to be sitting right next to him to receive these teachings. And, you know, to be able to understand what, or to just jump on more what Radha has been saying. Say, for example, during Pradosham that's coming up this week, I invite everyone, if you don't have a crystal lingam, you can go ahead and order one, but you can just take a rock. As Dr. Pillai said, just take a rock that you will say, or a gemstone, that you will say, this is representing the Shiva lingam, and I'm going to use this as my spiritual use this as a spiritual tool, and you keep it on your altar, and you until you can get a lingam, or you might continue to use that rock. That's fine, but it has some special or sacred connection to you, and then you establish that on the mental level. And then, as you're pouring water, you don't have to have juice or milk or anything if that's not available. Just remember, you can take some water and just pour that on. And then, as Radha was saying, Saturn is going to give us this ability to really connect with this practice and get the secrets from it, get the hidden energy from it, get that which hasn't been known to us, that's so deep within our soul we can't remember, or we don't have access to it. So all these practices that we're going to do every week to week, and we will help to identify what those timings are so that you can tap into that energy, that experience, that discipline that Saturn gives you. Oh, heads up, Pradosham's coming. And then Deepam's coming. So those are two power times this week. And then you can get the blessings from your practices. So thanks, Radha. Is there anything else that you wanted to share or comment about?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to say hi and that I appreciate these calls.
Oh, great. How did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was good. It was, you know, with the family. And I still think it would be so much more fun if to make the holiday into, like, we're going to do something for charity as opposed to we're just going to eat a big meal.
Right. Right. Did you get
maybe
to feed
it takes
people?
Some time for that to evolve that way.
Yeah. Did you get to feed people this Thanksgiving? I know that you kind of make that a yearly thing for you to do.
Well, I didn't really see a way to do that. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to this other town. There wasn't really a place that was open.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a small donation to Tripura Foundation, just what I felt like was what I reasonably could that week.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's all I could do, because I just didn't see an opportunity. Hopefully there will be more opportunities in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's really encouraging for people, because people will say, well, I can't feed people, I don't have the time. And it's great that we have Tripura Foundation, because then we can just, there's always feedings going on, there's always some form of giving to others, to help uplift others. So it's great that you did your contribution, and it reminds me I will do mine as well.
Well, all in good time.
Yeah, it's all in good time. And that's the thing, is that it's not to sort of get out of, I'm not saying, hey, do this. If you donate, then you're going to get, you know, something in return. It's just like if we try and we do our best and the opportunity isn't there with our families or our friends or whatever that we would think would be the greatest thing to do, it's better at this point in time or any point in time that you find yourself at that little struggle is that just do it. And then when you're giving, just give on behalf of your family. I'm always praying, you know, please God help my family and my friends and my colleagues and all that as I'm, you know, doing the selection and click. And it's easy as that, right? So yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thanks. No, thank you. That's perfect.
Yeah, and then did you have anything about Mars that you wanted to say or just reiterate it about it being in Capricorn? How long is it? Is it 3 months, you said?
Well, actually, I think it's only about 5 weeks.
Oh, 5 weeks.
I have to double-check that.
You know what?
You're a short time frame.
I always think that when it's over a month, it's going to be closer to 3 months. So maybe that's because I have a Mars in my first house, and I just am always activated by Mars energy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really gonna focus on Mars and Maruga more during this time because he's so powerful, and you know, it's like he's visiting, so gonna spend more attention on him. I've just been revisiting those Skanda Shasti videos or audios that are still available to us, like if you ordered that, like just when I have time, like on a Tuesday or any time on a Mars. I'm just planning on doing that more this month. And then the full moon this Friday is just directly related to Mars at Maruga, actually, as well, Deepam. When they light the sacred fire on top of the Arunachala, the mountain of fire. And so that's all I have on that. What about yourself?
Oh, no, that's great. That's great. And thanks for that reminder, too, because as you mentioned, people will say, oh, my God, there's so many teachings. How am I going to fit it all into the week? And generally what I do share is, okay, so you know that Lord Maruga's energy is available this week or maybe these 5 weeks because, you know, the Mars transiting into its exalted position with Capricorn. It's a great time to really build that spiritual muscle up, so to speak. So you're really building that connection with Lord Maruga at the time that's really ripe. So Tuesdays are really good days to do that. Sixth moon days. So you look on the Astroved calendar, or they're offering it through Palai Center as well. You know, get that calendar for 2015. It's already available. So get it, and then you'll see what we're talking about, sixth moons, waxing and waning cycles, and then also Kritika star and Vishaka star are the birth star days, and you'll see those in the calendars. Those words will be there on the calendar days. And then you can just even take that calendar and say Maruga's teachings or Mars teachings, and then that will cue you. This is when I can do those teachings. And this Skanda Shasti that we just had, that just passed in October, was it? I can't remember. Yeah, it was October. The audios are there too, so the videos may still be there to view on demand, but the audios are there for your download forever. So as you were saying, Rod, it's really a great reminder, even if you can just listen to one audio practice on a Tuesday coming up or on, like you said, on Deepam, the Friday, that'll be really, really powerful, or those birth star days or those moon days that I just mentioned. And then marking that throughout your calendar for the next 5 weeks, and you'll see actually Mars entered on the 27th here, at least in the east, Eastern Standard Time of November, and then I'm looking into December, and it should be exiting probably.
Oh, yeah, I just looked it up. Mars is going to be exalted until it looks like he's going to transit on January 4th or 5th.
Ah, so that's about 5 weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, another interesting thing is that the new year of 2015, it's going to start out on the Kritika star day. Oh. And that's Maruga. So that's, I think that's an important thing to pay attention to.
That's a sign.
Yeah, because he's exalted. He's exalted when the new year starts, and then he's just starting the new year with a bang. It may, I don't know, it makes me think that 2015, we're just going to be getting more and more of this Pleiadian energy, and just it's going to be more powerful. We're going to integrate it more.
Absolutely. And thank you for mentioning Pleiadian energy, because someone just emailed me about what is the Pleiades. And there's lots of information. You can search it on any search engine of your choice. For what Dr. Pillai has mentioned is that Lord Maruga is the general, or he's the head of the Pleiades. So he's going to bring that Pleiadian energy, which is healing energy. So it's going to heal the body, the mind, the soul. It's going to heal the whole planet. And it is already, it's been with us for a long, long time, just waiting for some spiritual aspirants or souls to wake up to it and then just receive that energy. And then when you know how to tap into that energy through practices of, knowing when to pray to Lord Maruga to get the most, you can pray to Lord Maruga every day. But on the Tuesdays, on the six moon days, on Kritika star, on Vishaka star, those are really, really powerful times. Or Lord Maruga's birthday, or when Mars is transiting, or during Mars Hora. So Mars will be moving throughout the day, every day, so you can log in if you want to get a better connection to the Pleiadian energy, because that's going to heal your body, heal your mind, heal your soul, heal the planet. So if you feel like, oh, I'm feeling really a lot of energy and I need to channel it somewhere, otherwise this energy can go out on people and be disturbing them, because they're like, whoa, what did you eat for breakfast? So that can be too overwhelming for people. So channel it into your prayers, into your practices, into the things that you do to, be an example to others, that you're not going to give up and you're going to accomplish your goals. And then they're going to see, wow, that was amazing. You were just on fire for the past little while. What did you do? And then you can have a conversation around that. So that's great. So Pleiadian energy is what Dr. Pillai has shared with us for many years on the path with him. And he's been giving us little insights on how to really access Lord Maruga's grace, Lord Mars's grace and blessings, to give us more energy, more intelligence, more strength and courage, the ability to take the right risks. So as you were saying, Radha, Mars is in Saturn's house, Saturn's sign in Capricorn, and Saturn is in Mars's sign, Scorpio. So it's kind of like they're taking care of each other's house. And when you have your friends coming and visiting you at your place, and then you go to their place at the same time and visit their place, you're going to take care of that place, and you're going to know that they're taking care of your place. So it's a really nice exchange that's going on right now, where it gives you the patience, the persistence to do your transformation, as well as doing what you need to do in the world. So taking that energy and putting it into something, whether it's, improving your health or improving your relationships, or, searching for that job or that career that you haven't had the courage to go for, or even the will to do it, then you're going to have the backing of two very powerful planets to help you. And that's just two. There's lots of other planets that are doing some moves and transits throughout the year as well. But for right now, this is a really prime time, these next 5 months, to, clean up everything in your life that you need to clean up. Let go of things that you need to let go of, both internally and externally. And you'll be supported to do it. You'll be totally surprised, because it'll be easy. So that's it from me about that. Radha, any other questions or comments?
No, I think that's it. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Have a good one. Yeah. So we still have some callers who are here. Do you have any questions or comments before we wrap up? Yeah, and so please feel free if you don't feel comfortable sharing anything or nothing is coming to you in the moment, you're welcome to do that in follow-up calls. And also send an email to sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com and I'll be happy to give you some feedback as per your questions or your comments.
Hey, I just have one comment, Sucharita.
Yes. Yes.
And that is when this situation popped up in my life and I didn't really know what to do about it and I was really angry with someone, I was able to use Instant Insight and they sort of directed me on what gift to give, and it was really helpful.
Yeah. Can you tell us about Instant Insight? It's Brenda, right?
Yes, it's Brenda.
Yeah.
Do you use it? Because I have a life that has a lot of situations, it seems like. And it was really interesting. Something not so good happened, and there were a couple people that I thought could have possibly have done such a thing, and Instant Insight identified the correct person, shall we say, and then what to do about it when I asked what to do. And by the time I went ahead and did what they told me, I found that my anger had subsided, and I felt love towards this person or these people.
Wow.
So it was really, it's really helpful, and I do use it from time to time. Oh, I use it a lot, actually. And sometimes I don't always agree with it, but I find that it helps me think about the problem that I'm trying to solve.
Have you gone for a full astrology consultation?
I have, and I've had my chart rectified. And sometimes I've talked to an astrologer for like half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
When I've had things I've had to deal with. And it just really helps, and I don't have to stew about it all night. Or, you know, sometimes when you're going to sleep, you're thinking about, oh, what am I going to do about this? But if you can just go ahead and use Instant Insight, then you can sleep peacefully because you already.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens, right? When we get clarity around a situation, we let go of a lot of stuff because there's nothing congesting it. We're clear.
Yeah. And sometimes you're wondering what to do. Do I do this or do I do that?
Right.
And you made a list and you still can't figure out what to do. And it's really helpful to have some input. And there are a couple of people I especially like, astrologers, that I feel like I'm really on their wavelength. So I have two favorites.
Great.
So
great.
It's just a wonderful thing. And I've rectified my chart and my niece's chart.
Great.
Or like kind of my family. So it's just a wonderful thing.
It's a really great tool to navigate, isn't it? And even, like you said, you know, you can talk to an astrologer for half an hour, and that kind of relieves the conversation that's going on in your mind is like, it's going back and forth and back and forth. And if someone can intervene and help you to get clarity, that half hour is worth, the peace of mind and then taking the action. That's what I love about the astrologers is they will say, okay, this is what you can do. You know, they don't say you must do this or it's not going to resolve. You just say, hey, you know, these are some ideas. These are some suggestions. And then whatever level of comfort you're at, you can take the steps to move forward. So I love the astrologers in that respect because they tune in. They're not only looking at your chart, but they're kind of tuning into you, your energy. So they're quite special astrologers, I would say, that are through Astrobit.
Yes, I found it really helpful. There have been financial situations I didn't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed more guidance, and they helped a lot.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing about that. And Instant Insights, for those people who don't know what that is, you can go on to astrobed.com And you can see on the left-hand side, you'll see Instant Insights on there.
And there are different packages you can buy, and I recommend buying the 30 questions. So it's the least expensive. And
yeah, 30 questions, that's great.
Yeah. Thank
that's
you.
Great. Oh, thanks so much, Brenda. Yeah, so it's great. Pillai Center and AstroVet.com, Dr. Pillai has put out so much support through the services and the readings and the remedies and the programs. So it can be overwhelming. But just know, if you just go on there, something will cue you, and you will exactly be at that program that you need to be on. That you need to be on, but you might get something for you to find some sort of resolve inside of yourself. And then that teaching or that service or that reading or, you know, it might even be a free mantra that you practice that you can do. In that moment, you will know, oh, this is what my soul wanted. Instead of being in your anxious mind or in a mind that's like totally despondent, like you're losing your hope or your faith, then you just go there or go on to YouTube. I've done that so many times. I'm like, okay, I haven't even visited YouTube. I'm so busy. And someone will send a link from Gracelight or from, maybe they'll send me an email from one of the programs and they'll say, hey, I saw this YouTube, and I'll go and click on it. It's exactly what I needed to, for my own self, to lift my own spirits up. Mm-hmm. So don't be overwhelmed or figure, oh my God, I have to do it in this rigid way. That's maybe creating conflict. And that's why Dr. Pillai has so many teachings. He says it gives thousands out because people like to, we have short attention. And so as long as our attention is moving from one Dr. Pillai thing to another Dr. Pillai thing, then you're still getting the energy, right? And, but then you don't want to be on overwhelm either. So just try to take a deep breath this week and put it towards something that you want to manifest, because we're coming to the full moon. And as we mentioned last week, when the moon is going to its full state, then we want to think of something we want to manifest in our lives. So something material that we want to see in our life. And if you have everything that you need materially, then maybe your spiritual path is most important for you. And that's okay too, because that will give you fullness on your spiritual path. And then always in this time that we are giving thanks, and you're feeling like, okay, nothing is happening in my life, give thanks to be able to give to others. Mm-hmm. And when you take that and you give it to others, whether it's time, money, or energy, prayers for others, you know, just in general, pray for the world. Mm-hmm. You will do the world, it will do the world good, it will do you a world of good, because you will get out of your, as a siddha say, when the divine decides to get in you and the siddha master takes you into his heart or her heart, then you are going to be growing bigger than you ever thought you were going to be able to be. In that you're not going to expand in size or weight or anything like that, but your energy is going to be big. Your light is going to be big. And your thinking is going to expand beyond your own limited understanding of what it is that you're going through. So if you feel low, then you go and uplift others, and you will feel a tremendous lift for yourself. Because you're praying for others, and those souls are hearing you, and those souls are responding to yours, and they're pulling you up because you prayed for them, or you thought about, contributing either time, money, or energy to uplifting others. And then that energy, because we're on the spiritual path, we're not limited by the physical, mental, or emotional bodies. We are the soul connection. And then that soul can those souls can burn with the desire to help you to come up because it's just the way it is. So Dr. Pillai always has shared with me and many others who are facilitating programs or leading others on the path is that when one is down, the others have to lift them up because you never know when you're going to feel down. And then if you have no one in your life that you feel, oh my God, no one's uplifting me, then you just go ahead and you uplift others. And then you'll see very short after that they will uplift you in a very mysterious way, okay? Doors will open for you. All right, anything else before we wrap up? I didn't think this call was going to go on, but I'm so glad it did because it's really helpful for those people who are here and then also those people who will be listening to the recording afterwards because there are a lot of people who listen to the recording afterwards, which is great. And thanks to everyone here. Gives me a reason to come and share everything that I can with you every week, and it makes me to feel like I'm useful on this path and with Dr. Pillai and that I can bring the teachings to him in a way that's going to help people to understand that it's all good. Whatever you're doing is all good, and it's perfect. So just go ahead with your practice. Practice as perfectly as you can, and it will be the outcomes will be as perfect as they are. Enjoy this week ahead. Pradosham and the Deepam, the full moon, is coming up. Those are really two power days, and we've got Dr. Pillai's energy today to give us that boost. And just remember, if you are going through times, just show the candlelight or the ghee lamp to his picture. Or if you don't have his picture, just go online and sit in front of it on your computer or on your smartphone. And then just say, I don't know what to do. I don't even know the words to this mantra. And just start to have a conversation. And in that moment, there will be some energy that comes back and hits you. And it might not be something that you understand, but something will move inside of you. And that's where Saturn is sitting in Scorpio now. It's going to give you transformation through these beyond normal techniques or tools. And you're going to have a supernatural experience or a super normal experience. Mm-hmm. It will be beyond your normal expectation. Let's just say it that way. So, and as someone mentioned, they're going to church quite a lot, and they're resonating with Mary and baby Jesus, and getting so much out of that. And having that connection with Dr. Pillai has brought this person back to their childhood faith. Mm-hmm. And then they're able to reconcile the two and go to the church, experience, what they teach the person there, and then do their practices with Dr. Pillai. It's simple. It's like you are you, but you wear different hats in your life. So you can be a mother, a father, a sister, brother, parent, child. Then you go into the workplace and you might be a friend with your boss, but then they're also your boss, and then you're their underling, you know. So we all wear these different hats, and it provides a different experience for us to, play out our different roles in life. So if you can just look at your spiritual path that way, maybe that will help to reduce the conflict that you may be having or experiencing from others. And as Dr. Pillai says, it's okay. Others are just going to have their say in what they think that you should do. And that's okay. They can have it. And you just say thank you. And then you just carry on. And you don't take on whatever they're saying if it's not resonating with you. That's their gift to you. And to whom does the gift belong, right? You can do anything with that gift that they give you, right? If it's something that you don't want, you just pass it forward. All right. Anyone else wants to share anything? Last call. All right, everyone. Have a fabulous week. Thanks again for joining and participating full on. Enjoy Mars in Capricorn and Saturn in Scorpio. And get some stuff done in your life that will make you to feel much lighter, clearer, and more empowered to do things and take the steps that you need to take to fulfill your goals, your desires, your wishes, and keep on giving the gift that keeps on giving through your time, money, and energy to others. All right, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.